Three Republican gubernatorial contenders want to eliminate the state's individual and corporate income taxes in the name of spurring economic growth. Only thing is, together they raise $4.4 billion a year, more than what half the state is expecting to collect this year. Since there is really no state property tax, that would make Arizona pretty much dependent on sales taxes. Brewer said that's a problem.
I think it's too volatile. I think it's something that we've been discussing for eons, and I think that you need a balance somewhere, somehow.
Beyond that, Brewer said it's an illusion to sell the idea that eliminating the state income tax somehow would mean lower taxes overall. She said the needs remain.
It's going to come from all of us one way or the other.
Brewer said there's also the political reality that any move to replace income taxes with things like sales taxes on services will get a fight.
And they're not going to get it through because you've got too many special interests out there that are going to push back, push back, push back.
And Brewer said she believes the state's current tax system is pretty well balanced and not an impediment to economic growth. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.